Yes, I did mention earlier on, State of Origin, it is locked in. I cannot contain myself. We're joined by the Head of Government and Community Relations from the National Rugby League, James Bolland-Rudder. James, good morning.
G'day, Keith. How are you?
I am beside myself because Origin is locked in Adelaide for the 4th of November. How much difficulty was there in trying to figure out all the safety procedures and the quarantining, if you like?
Yeah, there were a few challenges, and that's something that we've seen throughout the year. And I guess it's something we pride ourselves on at the NRL and in rugby league. The can-do attitude that comes from the top in Peter Volandis has been instilled in everyone and says, well, if there's a barrier, let's find a way to overcome it and make sure that we can bring the greatest game of all to all Australians. And that's why we'll be seeing State of Origin on the 4th of November down at Adelaide Oval.
I particularly love the fact that you've pronounced it as Volandis because he is famous for calling it Rugby League rather than Rugby League. What can people expect if they do head along to the Adelaide Oval on the 4th of November? What sort of spectacle can they expect?
This is the greatest piece of sports entertainment that takes place in our country each year. It is the number one rated television program every year. And what they can expect is seeing the best athletes in Rugby League taking each other on, and there's going to be incredible skill. The fastest of the fast, when you think of Josh Adokar, who can run at 39 kilometres an hour, you'll have some of the biggest guys in rugby league running at each other, big tackles, big hits, amazing skill, and a great show to go with it. But importantly, that entertainment piece, that spectacle that will take place on the field, will be done also in a very COVID-safe environment. Thanks to the work that we've been able to do with the South Australian Tourism Commission, the Health Department and Adelaide Oval, who have been excellent to work with.
Speaking with James Bolland-Rudder, the Head of Government and Community Relations at the National Rugby League, when you say the COVID-safe planning that's gone into place, what sort of capacity are we looking at? We know Adelaide Oval can normally hold 52,000, but how many people are likely to be allowed in?
Yeah, we're working closely with the government at the moment, and all things going well, we should be able to get to about 50% of capacity, and that will mean that more than 25,000 people can enjoy this great spectacle live. And if you can't get along live, then tune in to Channel 9 and make sure that you watch it live on television on your couch with a bucket of KFC and VB.
I love the plug there for the video referee sponsor in KFC. And just finally, tickets, when do they go on sale?
Yeah, we're working through at the moment. We have to unfortunately go through a bit of a refund process, and we're finalising the venue capacity at the moment. So once that's over, we'll go on sale most probably in early October if there are any tickets still left.
Certainly looking forward to that. If you can get your hands on tickets, definitely do that. James Bolland-Rudder, the Head of Government and Community Relations at the NRL, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, and enjoy the game.